感谢赞美主，仍然的能够站立在主的面前，给弟兄姊妹有一点的话语。
I thank the Lord that I have the opportunity to still stand here to share with you some of the Word of God.
我们仍然先看几段的圣经。
We'll first still read through a few passages.
我们第一个，我们看约翰福音第一章。
First, we look at John chapter 1.
我们从十四节读到第十八节。
We read from verse 14 to verse 18.
约翰福音第一章十四节到十八节。
John chapter 1, verse 14 to 18.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，匆匆忙忙有恩典有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。约翰为他做见证，含作说，这就是我曾说，那在我以后来的，反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前，从他丰满的恩典里我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。我们再读第十八节，我们用中文读，以后缪弟兄用英文读。
We'll read verse 18 again. We'll first read the Chinese and then the English.
从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, had made him known.
我们再看哥罗西书第一章。
Let's then turn to Colossians chapter 1.
我们从第十五节读到二十三节。
We'll read from verse 15 to verse 23.
我想这一次我读一节以后，缪弟兄给我们用英文读，一节一节的读。
Okay. This time we'll read first, one verse at a time in Chinese, and then we'll read it in English.
哥罗西书第一章
Colossians chapter 1
第一节
verse
第十五节
verse 15
爱子是那不能看见至神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先。
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation.
因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的地上的，能看见的不能看见的，或是有位的主治的执政的掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities.All things were created by him and for him.
他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
He is before all things, and in him all things hold together.
他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
And he is the head of the body, the church,He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have supremacy.
因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
For God was pleased to have all the fullness dwell in him.
既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的天上的，都与自己和好了。
And through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross.
你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌。
Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior.
但如今借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。
But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation.
我们再看希伯来书第一章。
Let's continue to read from Hebrews chapter 1.
我们就从第一节读到第四节。
We'll read from verse 1 to verse 4.
希伯来书第一章。
Hebrews chapter 1.
第一章第一节到第四节。
Chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 4.
我们也是照样的用中文，以后用英文读。
Same way we'll use Chinese and then English.
神既在古时借着众先知多次多番的晓谕列祖。
In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways.
就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界。
But in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir to all things, and through whom he made the universe.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常愿他全人的命令托住万有，他洗净人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. And after he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right-hand side of the majesty in heaven.
他所承受的名既比天使的名更珍贵，就远超过天使。
So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs.
我们在这些律师的里面，我们都讲一个题目，就是施洗约翰的见证。
In this day we have one theme, and that is the testimony of John the Baptist.
施洗约翰见证谁呢？就是见证哪一位道成肉身的耶稣。
Who is this John the Baptist testifying? It is the one who became flesh, Jesus.
他不单是向众人做见证，特别是为着了他向他的门徒做见证。
Not only he testified to all the people, he especially testified to his disciples.
他的见证就是说他不是基督，哪一位耶稣是基督。
And his testimony is that he is not Christ, but the one Jesus, he is Christ.
而第二个他就见证哪一位的耶稣乃是神的羔羊，要背负世人罪孽的。
And then also in his testimony about Jesus, and this is the Lamb of God to take away the sins of mankind.
以后他就特别的见证说，这位的耶稣乃是神的儿子。
And later on he testified that this Jesus is the Son of God.
这都是在约翰福音第一章所记载的。
And this is all recorded in John chapter 1.
以后过了一段的时间，到了约翰福音第三章，使徒约翰就记载说，施洗约翰见证说，这位耶稣乃是西南。
And later on in chapter 3, the apostle John was testifying that this John the Baptist was testifying that this Jesus is also the groom.
施洗约翰自己就说他是西南的朋友。
And John the Baptist said he is the friend of the bridegroom.
我想这是非常重要的见证。
And I think that's a very important testimony.
我们 所领受的这位耶稣，
and this Jesus which we have received，
他到底是谁？
Who is he？
我们今天就是继续要看到认识神的儿子。
And today we want to continue to know this Son of God。
我们前一个月看到当施洗约翰见证说耶稣是神的儿子的时候，他的门徒就转向跟随耶稣。
And earlier when we shared about that, John the Baptist and his disciple recognizing this Jesus is the Son of God, they turned to this Jesus.
而我们常常就问个问题说，谁是神的儿子？
Many times we ask the question, who is the Son of God?
或许我们是很天真的就问说，到底这位的父怎么样生了耶稣？
Maybe we would ask a naive question, how does this God have bear this child Jesus?
我想这真是一个奥秘。
And this is a mystery.
圣经并没有告诉我们说他是怎么样的生的。
And the Bible did not tell us how Jesus was born.
但是圣经很清楚告诉我们说他乃是生成，是非造成的。
And but the Bible tells us that he was born and not created.
他不是在世界还没有以前神创造了他。
It's not like before the universe that God created him.
他乃是从起初在远远以前的就与神同在。
And from the very beginning that he was already with God.
这是使徒约翰所写的见证。
This is the testimony from the Apostle John.
所以我们要更多的要认识神儿子的意义。
So we need to know the meaning about the Son of God.
我不能够回答前面的问题，但是我愿意要提到在新约圣经的里面告诉我们说神儿子的意义。
I cannot answer the earlier questions, but I want to use through the New Testament the meaning of the Son of God.
刚刚我们读了这三段圣经。
We have read these three passages.
这三段圣经可以说都是敬拜，初期教会敬拜的诗歌。
And these are three passages is the psalm for the earlier Christians.
连着腓立比第二章第六节到十一节也是一个敬拜的诗歌。
Also in Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 to 10, it's also another place where we can worship.
我们来到主的面前，来到会所的里面，我们来敬拜主。
When we come to this church, we come to worship our Lord.
我们是不是只听见一个传道人讲的很有意思就算了？
Is that we heard that this preacher was preaching something very meaningful, is that it?
我想我们主要的来到主的面前，乃是要知道我们如何的要敬拜这位的耶稣基督，他是神的儿子。
I think we come to here to worship is that we know and understand and to worship the Son of God.
我们越认识神的儿子，我们越长大成人。
If we know the Son of God more, we'll mature even more as an adult.
我们才能够满有基督长成的身量。
Then we will have the fullness of the adulthood of Jesus.
我们常常的就去想到主耶稣曾经就说，我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
We remember Jesus said, he said, I came that you may have life, but have it more abundantly.
他给我们的生命不单单是一个得救的生命。
The life that he gave us is not just a life of salvation.
他应许我们说，我们得的生命要得的更丰盛。
He also promised that the life that we get will be very abundant.
这一个丰盛到底是怎么来的？
So this abundance, where does it come from?
我就想到使徒保罗他非常的了解这一句话。
I think Apostle Paul, he understands this phrase very well.
所以在以弗所第四章的里面他就说一句话说，认识神的儿子得以 长大成人。
So in Ephesians chapter 4, he said that to know the Son of God and to become an adulthood.
并且满有基督长成的身量。
And then we'll be full of the fullness of Christ.
我想我们不是一直的做一个婴孩。
We are not always as a child.
我们也不是一直的做一个孩童。
And not just a little children only.
神要给我们的生命，给我们的恩典，乃是叫我们能够长大成人。
God give us the grace that we will grow into maturity.
这一个长大成人，一直要向基督来一个得到基督的丰满。
And this, as we grow into maturity, we will have the fullness of Christ.
这是神所应许给我们的。
And this is what God had promised to us.
所以我们认识神儿子是非常重要的。
So to know the Son of God is very important.
当主耶稣问他的门徒说，你们说我是谁？
So when Jesus asked his disciple, who do you think I am?
彼得就回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And Peter answered, you are Christ, you are the Son of the living God.
因着这一句话，神就主耶稣就说，教会的根基要建造在你所发表的这一个信仰的上面。
And for the, because of this answer, Jesus said that the foundation of the church will be built on what you're going to be preaching.
认识神的儿子乃是我们信心的根基。
To know the Son of God is the beginning of our faith.
我们宣扬主耶稣基督是神的儿子，乃是教会的根基。
As we proclaim that Jesus is the Son of God, is the foundation of the church.
其他的根基都是沙土。
The other foundation is only sandy land.
唯独我们建立在主耶稣基督神儿子的身上，才是永远的建造。
Only when we build this foundation on our Lord Jesus, the Son of God, then it's eternal.
不但这样的，使徒约翰特别写约翰福音的目的，乃是叫我们因信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，我们可以得着了永生。
And not only that, when Apostle John wrote that because we believe in the Son of God, then we have eternal life.
也是在约翰书信的里面，他就告诉当时的基督徒说，他说有了子就有生命，没有这位的子就没有生命。
And also in his book he said, those who have the Son of God, then he will have life. Those who does not have the Son of God, then he does not have life.
所以我就想到用这三段的圣经，我们一同的来看神儿子的意义。
So with these three passages, we want to look into the meaning of the Son of God.
但是我越在神的面前寻求的时候，我越觉得说不完。
But as we're searching, but I feel like that I cannot finish talking about this.
所以今天可能就是讲到第一点。
So today maybe we'll just mention the first point.
我们在哪一个节目单上面第二段认识神儿子的意义有三方面。
In your bulletin, that in the second outline, that to know God, there are three areas.
到底神的儿子到底有什么意义？
So what is the meaning about the Son of God?
但是今天我想我只能够说到第一点。
But today I will only mention the first point.
那就是约翰福音第一章第十八节里所告诉我们的。
And this is mentioned in John chapter 1 verse 18.
他说从来没有人看见神。
It said no one have ever seen God.
唯独从父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
But God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, had made him known.
我们用一句很简单的话就说，耶稣基督乃是神的表明。
We can use a simple phrase that our Lord Jesus is the representation of God.
在约翰福音第八章第十九节，耶稣曾经对众人说， 你们认识我就是认识父。
In John chapter 8, John mentioned that if you know me, then you will know the Father.
以后到了十四章第七节，他对他的门徒也是这样的说，你们认识我就是认识父。
Then in chapter 14 and 7, he also mentioned, if you know me, then you will know the Father.
因为我在父里面，父在我里面。
Because I am in the Father, and the Father are in me.
以后到了十七章，他祷告向父祷告的时候，他就说到父在我里面，我在父里面。
And then in chapter 17, as he prayed, he also said that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me.
他说叫他们也在父里面。
So that they may also be in the Father.
他们就是执着凡信靠他的人。
And they is referring to all those who believe in him.
因着他与父合而为一。
Because of he, as one with his Father.
也叫我们与父合而为一。
So that we can be one with our Father too.
现在让我们仔细地读解一节的圣经。
If we read that verse in details,
我想可能我们有的就都会背的。
I think some of you can memorize that.
我想这一节的圣经也值得我们背起来。
And that verse is worthy for us to memorize.
不但背起来，我们可以天天的来思想这一节的圣经。
Not only we memorize that, we can meditate on that verse daily.
借助这一节的圣经，我们常常的思想这位在父怀里的独生子。
Through that verse, we can meditate about this Jesus who is the Son of God.
我们若是认识他，就是认识神。
If we know him, then we know God.
从来没有人看见过神。
No one has seen God before.
我们的肉眼无法的能够看到。
We cannot see God with our fleshly eyes.
我们的思想也无法的来了解。
And our thoughts cannot understand God.
我们也无法的用科学，用任何世界上的事情来证明说神的存在，或许神的同在。
And we cannot use science to prove the existence or the non-existence of God.
但是感谢我们的主。
But thank our Lord.
他差遣他的爱子耶稣基督。
He has sent his one and only son.
他道成了肉身。
And become flesh.
他成了你我一样的人。
Become a person just like you and I.
他所说的话我们可以听到。
What he speaks, we can hear.
他的哪一个荣形我们可以看到。
And shape and form we can see.
所以使徒约翰在约翰一书第一章第一节的里面。
So in First John in chapter 1 verse 1.
他就做见证说那起初生命之道。
As he testified about the beginning of the life.
是我亲眼所见过的。
It's something I have seen myself.
他讲的话是我亲耳听过的。
And I hear with my own ear.
他的身体我是亲手摸过的。
And I have touched with my own hand on his body.
哦，这乃是神的独生的爱子。
And this is the one and only Son of God.
将他表明出来。
And with him, he revealed God to us.
我们若是认识他，就是认识神。
If we know him, then we know God.
我们若是认识他，就认识我们的天父。
If we know him, then we know our heavenly Father.
他说，从来没有人见过神。
He said, no one have ever seen God.
唯独从父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
It only revealed to us through the one and only Son.
什么叫做父的怀里？
What do you mean by the one who's on the Father's
side? 在我们一般的生活的里面，我们就经历到我们在母亲的怀里。
In our life, maybe we experience that we are in the bosom of our mother.
但是使徒约翰就说到他是在父的怀里。
But then the Apostle John said that the Lord Jesus is in the bosom of the Father.
若是一个婴孩，若是一个孩童在母亲的怀里的时候，这是表明说是母亲所心爱的。
If there's an infant in the hand of the mother, that means that it's the precious one of the mother.
若是一个 孩童躺在母亲的怀抱里，那意思说是与母亲是最亲近的。
If an infant stay in the hand of the mother, that means he's closest to the mother.
使徒约翰得着了圣灵的启示。
An apostle John had a revelation from the Holy Spirit.
他就把救恩的耶稣与父的关系。
And he described the relationship between Jesus and the Father.
我用很简单的话就说，他是父神所心爱的。
And simply put, he was the loved one of our Father.
他也是父神所亲密的。
And also precious in the sight of the Father.
所以使徒约翰在约翰福音第三章三十五节里面就说一句话说，父爱子。
So in John chapter 3 verse 35 it said that the Father loves the Son.
他是已将万有交在他手里。
And then he handed everything into his hand.
他是信子的人有永生。
So those who believe in the Son will have eternal life.
不信子的人得不着永生。
And those who do not believe the Son will
not have life. 神的震怒藏在他的身上。
And the wrath of God will be upon him.
我们感谢我们的神
We thank our God.
他赐下这样的救恩
He gave us this grace.
我们就觉得我常常有时候说想到要怎么样的赞美神
Sometimes I thought about how should I praise God.
我就想到第一个我要赞美的就是他所创造的宇宙万物
And first I want to praise about the creation that he had.
在每日的生活的里面我们都接触到这一个自然界
In our daily life, we can encounter the nature.
我们应当要常常的赞美他赐给我们这许多的福分。
We have to praise God daily about the blessing that He gives.
但是另外的，我就觉得我们要赞美神的，就是赞美他的救赎。
The other thing we need to praise Him is about His redemption.
他就把极为的他的独生的爱子赐给了我们。
He gave this only Son to us.
不单让我们可以认识神。
Not only that we can know our God.
并且我们可以因着了极为他的独生子得着了生命，得着了拯救。
But also we can have life because of this Son of God.
极为的独生爱子乃是在他父怀里的独生子。
This one and only God, a son of God, is that the son that was in the father's side.
在有的古代的抄本的里面，他不是记载说是独生子。
In some other texts, it did not record it as the one and only.
乃是说到独生神。
But it's talk about one and only God.
那独生子好像神就是好像只有这位最心爱的儿子。
Seems like the God had only this one that he was precious of.
其实在中文的翻成这个独生的里面有更多的意义。
In the Chinese translation, there's more meaning in this word.
在英文的里面就说到 the only begotten son.
Yes.
但是这一个有在希腊文里面的意思乃是一个唯独哪一个原来的哪一个生命的起源。
In the Greek translation, there is like this only, and there's the only source of the life.
是在这里有个意思说它是。无可比的
and it's not comparable
没有一个东西没有一个其他的人可以与这位的耶稣相比
no other thing can be compared to this Lord Jesus
他乃是唯独的哪一位
and he's the one and only
所以中文就翻成独生子
so in the Chinese it's just said this is the only born son
他是在父怀里的独生子
in the bosom of the father
那使徒约翰是说从来没有人约翰就说从来没有人看见神唯独从父怀里的独生子将他表明出来
so John said no one has seen God only through the revelation of the Son that we can see him.
这一个表明, 可以说, 在这位道成肉身的耶稣的身上, 他把神说明出来。
And this revelation was presented to us through the Word became flesh.
也可以说把他启示出来, 神启示出来。
And we can say that it was revealed to us.
也可以说是把神宣告出来,
or is proclaimed to us.
也可以说原来哪一个我们都不知道神, 现在主耶稣基督就把它揭开出来。
And before we do not know Jesus, but now it's opened up to us.
所以主耶稣就告诉众人和门徒说, 你们认识我就是认识我的父。
So that's Lord Jesus said, if you know me, then you will know my Father.
我们必须要经过这位神的独生子。
We must go through this only Son of God.
我们必须要经过主耶稣。
We must go through Jesus.
这是我们为什么要信耶稣的意义。
And this is the meaning why we need to believe in Jesus.
这也是我们来到主的面前敬拜他的意义。
And this is the meaning why we come here to worship our Lord.
我们若是认识神的儿子, 我们就有了生命。
If we know the Son of God, then we will have life.
我们认识神的儿子, 就有更丰盛的生命。
If we know the Son of God, we will have more abundant life.
神给我们的恩典是非常简单的。
The grace that He gave us, God gave us, is very simple.
只有这一条路。
Only this one way.
乃是借着他, 我们可以回到神的面前。
Through Him, we can come back to God.
也只有借着他, 我们可以认识真理。
And only through Him, we can know the truth.
我们也是借着他, 我们可以得着了生命。
And only through Him, we can have life.
现在我愿意, 我们就是, 在此一个, 到底他是神的说明, 这个独生子的里面, 在圣经最少有几个地方, 我不能够全部说出来, 说到这位的独生子将神表明出来。
And concerning that this is the one and only, the only Son, they are represented, revealed to us through many passages, but I will just go through some of them.
我们看约翰福音第一章。
Let's read from John chapter
1. 约翰福音第一章第十四节。
Verse 14.
我们很熟这一节的圣经,
a verse that we know very well of.
他说道成了肉身, 住在我们中间, 充充满满有恩典有真理, 我们也见过他的荣光, 正是父独生子的荣光。
That the Word became flesh and make His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
在这里我们看到, 哪一个中文的里面后半句就说, 我们也见过他的荣光, 正是父独生子的荣光。
In the latter part it said, we have seen the glory, and this is the glory of the Father.
这一个独生子所表明出来的是什么呢?
So this one and only, what is it revealing to us?
这个独生子所表明的就是恩典和真理。
What it represents is the truth and grace.
什么是恩典?
What is grace?
恩典乃是我们不配的得的神的恩惠。
It's something we're not worthy of, but we get it.
什么是恩典? 恩典说不是我们用代价来买来的。
It's not something that we work for.
这个恩典乃是借着他的独生子向我们显明。
And through this grace, God was revealed to us through the Son.
也是靠着他的独生子让我们得到神的恩典。
Only by the Son that we can receive this grace.
第二个说真理。
And the second part is truth.
他说充充满满有恩典有真理。
Say, fully filled with truth and grace.
真理乃是说是就是是, 不是就说不是。
Truth is, if it's yes, be yes, and no, be no.
真理乃是说到永远不改变的。
It will never change.
在地上，我们何处可以找到真理？
So on earth, where can you find the truth?
在因为我们人怎么样可以了解神？
For us, how can we understand God?
所以这一个真理就是主耶稣基督。
And this truth is the Lord Jesus.
我们借着他认识真理。
Through him we can know the truth.
我们也借着他得着了真理。
And through him we can receive the truth.
因为只有神是真实的。
Because only God is true.
我们也在基督的里面，我们得着了真实。
And only through Christ we can receive the truth.
这是第一个提到读圣经的时候所显明的，就是恩典和真理。
This is the first thing that the one and only revealed to us, and that is
truth and grace. 我们得着了恩典没有？
Brother and sister, have you received the grace?
我们得着了真理没有？
Have you received the truth?
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人。
For those who receive him and believe in his name,
我们在基督里，我们领受他的恩典，我们也得着了真理。
If we receive His grace through Christ, then we receive truth.
但愿我们再一次的坚定我们的信仰。
One more time, we confirm our faith.
这个信心乃是告诉我们说，我们所相信的耶稣乃是基督，乃是神的儿子。
And that the Lord Jesus we believe in is Christ, is the Son of God.
一切所有的其他的理论都不是真理。
Or the other philosophy is not the truth.
只有在基督的里面，耶稣基督本身，他是恩典，他是真理。
Only in Jesus Christ, He is grace and He is truth.
第二个地方，我们看到他所表明的神的哪一个救法。
And second place, it represents His way of salvation.
我们看，仍然一样的看《约翰福音》第三章。
And this is in John chapter 3.
我们很熟的就是看到约翰福音第三章第十六节。
And something we are very familiar of is the chapter 3 verse 16.
到第十八节。
To verse 18.
约翰福音第三章十六节。他神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Say, for God so loved the world that he gave this one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
十七节说，因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
Verse 17, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son.
所以在这一段的圣经两次提到独生子。
So in this passage, two times it mentioned the only Son of God.
但是神把这个独生子赐给我们有什么效用呢？
So God gave us the only Son. What is the effect?
主要就是叫我们信他不至灭亡，反得永生。
The main thing is that we can believe in him that we will not perish but will have eternal
life. 这是从父怀里的独生子将他表明的神因着爱拯救了我们。
It's through the only Son of our Father that because of love He revealed that to us.
我们可能有时候就想到我如何的可以得救。
And sometimes we may think about how can we be saved.
我们就想到我们可以做一点好事，以后我们可以得救。
Maybe we think we can do a few good deeds and then we will be saved.
或许我们自己改变一下，可以得着了拯救。
Maybe we said we can change a little bit on ourselves, then we can be saved.
但是这里告诉我们说，唯独有一个方法，有一个道路，就是靠着他的独生子。
But here tells us there's only one way, one method that we can be saved.
也是将他的相信他的独生子耶稣，我们才可以得救。
It's to believe in our Lord Jesus, and then we can be saved.
第三个，我们看约翰一书。
And third, we can look at 1 John.
约翰一书。
First John.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
这都是使徒约翰所有的启示。
And this is our revelation from Apostle John.
我们约翰一书第四章，我们读第八节和第九节。
First John chapter 4, we will read verse 8 and 9.
约翰一书第四章第八节、第九节。
First John chapter 4, verse 8 and 9.
他说没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
So, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love.
第九节说神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心就在此显明了。
He said, this is how God showed his love among us.He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him.
不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们。
This is love, not that we love God, but that He loves us.
差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭。
And sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
这就是爱了。
And that is love.
所以第九节的里面又再一次提到说，他差他的独生子。
So in verse 9, one more time mentioned, he sent his one and only son.
他差他的独生子到世间来。
He sent the one and only son into the world.
他的目的乃是使我们借着他的生命。
The purpose is so.That through him we can have life.
也可以说是借着他得着了拯救。
That we can have salvation through him.
第八节和下面都是说到神的爱。
And then verse 8 and later on is all talking about the love of God.
所以在约翰一书第四章第九节告诉我们说，乃是表明什么呢？
So in 1 John chapter 4 verse 9, what is this telling us?
乃是告诉我们说这位神乃是爱的神。
That this God is a God of love.
他因着爱把他自己的独生子赐给我们。
And he gave his one and only son to us because of his love.
这就显明他爱我们的心。
And this had revealed his love to us.
然后第十节说不是我们爱神。
And then verse 10 said, not that because we love God,
乃是神先爱了我们。
But God loved us first.
他差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭。
So he sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
这就是爱了。
And this is love.
使徒约翰另外在第三章十六节，就是约翰一书第三章十六节。
And also Apostle John in 1 John chapter 3 verse 16.
他说主为我们舍命。
He said the Lord had died for us.
我们就知道什么是爱。
Then we know what is love.
我们本来不知道什么是爱。
Before we don't know what is love.
我们原来也不知道神如何的爱了我们。
We don't know how God had loved us.
一直等到我们的主他父神的独生子被钉在十字架上的时候，我们就知道说，这就是神爱我们的表明。
We know love only when we see that His only Son was nailed on the cross for us.
所以使徒保罗了解这件事情。
So So Apostle Paul, he understands this.
他就得着了圣灵的启示。
He was revealed by the Holy Spirit.
他就写了罗马书。
Then he wrote the book of Romans.
他到了第五章第六节到第八节里面就有一句话非常的宝贵。
And then in chapter 5 and verse 6, 7 and 8, there's some very precious verses there.
他是基督按着所定的律子为罪人死。
And according to the data has said that Jesus died for the sinners.
他是为义人死是少有的。
So very rarely that anyone will die for a righteous man.
为人人死或者有敢做的。
But for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die.
他说唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死。
But God demonstrated his own love for us in this way while we are still sinners, Christ died for us.
神的爱就再次向我们显明了。
And that's how his love was demonstrated to us.
神怎么样显明他自己？
How does God demonstrate himself?
乃是借着在他怀里的独生子将他自己表明出来。
He revealed to us through the Son that was in his, on his side.
借着他的独生子表明神的恩典和他的真理。
Through his one and only Son, he revealed to us about the grace and also the truth.
借着他的独生子表明他的爱。
He demonstrated his love to us through his one and only Son.
借着他的独生子告诉我们说他是爱,他是生命。
He demonstrated to us that he is love, he is life through his one and only Son.
我们只有在他的独生子的里面,我们得蒙拯救。
We can only be saved by through his one and only Son.
我们唯独在他的独生子的里面 我们得着了永生。
We can only have eternal life through his one and only Son.
我们也唯独在他的独生子的里面 我们能够得着了丰富的生命。
We can only have abundant life through his one and only Son.
你愿意来到这位神怀里的独生子的面前。
Are you willing to come to this one and only Son that was in Father's side?
我们愿意谦卑来到他的面前。
Are we willing to be humble before him?
我们愿意开我们的心门,接受他在我们的心中。
To open up our heart so that we can receive him.
我们若是承认我们的罪,神是信实的,是公义的,必要赦免我们的罪,除去我们的不义。
If we confess our sin, he is righteous and he is just, he will cleanse away our sins.
这是恩典。
This is grace.
这是真理,
and this is true.
这是道路,
and this is the way.
神给我们是何等的恩典。
What a grace that he had given us.
我们都可以来到他的面前接受他。
We can all come to him to receive that.
我最后就是讲了一个小小的故事。
And finally, I want to tell you a little story.
这事情是发生在美国的中西部。
And this happened in the Midwest of the United States.
在一个聚会的里面, 有个年轻的人受了感动。
In one of the meetings, one of the young person, he was moved by the Spirit.
他就想到他愿意奉献自己出去国外去传道。
He thought about that he wants to dedicate his life and go out to other countries to preach the gospel.
但是他觉得他必须要征求他母亲的同意。
But he thought that he needs to get the approval from his mother.
所以他就写信给他的母亲。
So he wrote a letter to his mother.
说他里面有个真实的感动,愿意来做传道人。
And he said inside he had a really touched, he wanted to be a missionary.
所以这一个母亲就回他儿子的信。
And the mother sent a letter back to his, to her son.
当一面他回他儿子信的时候,一面流泪。
As she wrote the letter back to the son, he was, she was shedding the tears.
他们一直的就哭,一直的眼泪就滴满了那一张的信纸。
As she was crying that the tears will fill up on the letter.
但是他最后他就写了一句话。
But finally, she just wrote down one sentence.
他说我从来不知道神 如何的把他的儿子给我们他所付的代价。
And before I never knew that how God had gave his one and only son to us.
他说以致我现在才了解父神为我们所付的代价。
And now I understand the price that our God had paid for us.
他把他的儿子赐给了我们。
He gave his one and only son to us.
这位做母亲的。
The one who is the mother.
曾经这个儿子是躺在他的怀抱的里面。
One time the son was in her bosom.
是他最可爱的。
One of the lovely sons that she had.
也是最亲爱的。
One is most precious to her.
当他的儿子说要为主去传道的时候，
When she heard that her son wants to preach the gospel somewhere else,
她不禁的泪流满纸。
And she was shedding the tears on the letters.
她就想到了解我们的神。
And she thought about our God.
只为耶稣基督乃是神父怀里的独生子。
This Lord Jesus is the one and only Son of our God.
乃是他所心爱的。
It's one that's most precious to him.
他乐意把他的儿子赐给了我们。
He's willing to give us his son.
不但让他来表明说明他自己。
Not only to reveal about himself.
也是要让他被钉在十字架上。
That he also needs to be nailed on the cross.
为你我的罪而受死。
To die for your sins and my sins.
成了挽回祭。
To become a redemption.
好让我们借着他可以回到父神的面前。
So we can come back to God through him.
我们的神是何等的爱人。
Our God has so much love.
我们的神是付了何等大的代价。
What a big price that he had paid.
让我们来接受他。
Let us receive him.
让我们更多的来认识他。
Let us know him even more.
我们低头做祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主，我们正式到你的面前。
Dear Lord, we come to you.
我们要大大的赞美你，大大的感谢你。
We want to praise you loudly and thank you loudly.
我们用千万的舌头，也是不能够表达如何的来赞美你的爱，你的荣耀。
With a thousand tongues, we cannot express our praise to you about your love.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
你就借助了一个非常简单的救法。
Through a very simple salvation.
就是叫我们愿意接受你的恩典。
That we can receive your grace.
我们就可以得着。
Then we can receive.
求主的圣灵再一次的把你的话向我们说明。
May you speak to us again through your Holy Spirit.
特别的把你自己的爱子耶稣基督能够显明在我们的眼前。
That you can demonstrate your own Son, Lord and Jesus Christ, in our lives.
显明在我们的心里。
Into our heart.
叫我们更多的认识你。
That we can know you more.
叫我们更清楚的认识你。
That we can know you more clearly.
好让我们一生一世愿意做你的门徒。
That we can be your disciples throughout our life.
靠耶稣基督的名求的。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.